Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Sadly, the Senate failed to stand in defense of a woman's right to make decisions about her own body.
Vice President Kamala Harris was in the upper chamber as Senate Republicans, joined by Democrat Joe Manchin, blocked a bill that would codify federal abortion protections. Republicans argued the legislation infringed on religious liberty in state laws, with James Lankford of Oklahoma using a large photo of a baby to make his case against abortion.
Equity, privacy rights, bodily autonomy, health care decisions, freedom to choose, reproductive rights, basic civil rights. All those are euphemisms for she dies.
A group of House Democrats led by Representative Rashida Tlaib marched to the Senate before the vote.
My decision.
The conservative majority on the Supreme Court is expected to strike down the Roe v. Wade decision this summer. The governors of Maryland and Virginia, along with Republican leaders, are calling on the Justice Department to investigate protests outside the homes of U.S. Supreme Court justices. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik criticized Democrats for not condemning the protests.
What makes Republicans consistent is we speak out against violent acts, no matter who commits them.
Many Democrats have defended the protests as peaceful and lawful. Final congressional approval of a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill seems certain within days. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said funds will allow Ukraine to get more weapons and equipment, plus help investigate war crimes by Russia. The Senate is likely to vote next week on a $48 billion small business aid package. It would help restaurants and bars, businesses and ferries, gyms, minor league teams, live event support companies, and border region businesses that saw big revenue losses during the pandemic. Inflation eased slightly during April to 8.3%, but remains close to a four-decade high of 8.5%. The Labor Department also reported a leap of 9.4% in food prices, the largest 12-month increase since 1981. In Illinois, President Biden spoke about how the federal government will support farmers to ensure the food supply is secure.
As a big company's made massive profits, the prices you see at the grocery stores have gone up, and the prices farmers receive has gone down.
The White House plans to increase the number of counties eligible for insurance for double cropping and invest more in domestic fertilizers. Republican voters in Nebraska picked Jim Pillen as their nominee for governor instead of former President Trump's backed candidate. However, Trump-endorsed candidates won primary races in West Virginia for the U.S. House Tuesday. A judge blocked an attempt by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to remake the state's congressional map because of the way it distributed black voters among several districts, diminishing their ability to elect representatives of their choice. DeSantis pushed a map that would boost the number of Republican-held seats and dismantle a seat held by a black Democrat. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.